French voters go to the polls in the first round of presidential elections this Sunday. The big race is between the incumbent president, Gaullist Jacques Chirac, and the socialist prime minister, Lionel Jospin. But voters appear bored with both of them and more interested in 14 other candidates, none of whom has a serious chance of making it into the second and final round next month. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
It's not quite Tweedledum and Tweedledee, but French pundits do have a word to express the similarities between Jacques Chirac and Lionel Jospin. They call both candidates Chispin. For the past 3 months, Chispin have seesawed on the polls and are now in a dead heat for the second round. President Jacques Chirac of the Gaullist Rally for the Republic Party hit the campaign trail first. He targeted Prime Minister Jospin's soft spot, a wave of violent crime.
Je dis que l'autorité de l'État est en cause. C'est la raison pour laquelle j'ai...
The authority of the state is threatened, Chirac said. That's why I'm proposing that the president be given new powers to establish law and order. The socialist Lionel Jospin had hoped to campaign on his record. Unemployment is down, growth is up, and people like Jospin's 35-hour work week. But polls showed there was little voter gratitude. So Jospin, too, talks about fighting crime. The president Jacques Chirac talked about law and order recently, Jospin said, and I was very surprised to hear him following our example. I thought he would be offering something different. Voters are scratching their heads. Many of them wonder why campaign promises weren't put into practice before, since the two men have shared power for the past 5 years. In 1997, Jospin and Chirac were forced into what the French call cohabitation. That's when Jospin's socialists and their partners won parliamentary elections while Gaullist Chirac was still president. Since then, voters' ideological compasses have been spinning, says political scientist Nona Maillard.
Because of the cohabitation, the distinction between the left and the right have been blurred. In a way, part of the right wing has accepted left-wing ideas about sexual liberties, about education. There's more what you could call as social libertarianism has expanded on the right, while on the left they have moved towards the right as far as the economy is concerned. For instance, the left has done as many, if not more, privatizations than the right.
Maillard says because of these blurred distinctions, as many as 30% of voters may stay home Sunday. An astounding half of the electorate still isn't sure which way to vote, and many of those who have decided are turning away from the frontrunners Jospin and Chirac. There's a candidate for hunters, and two who say they are ecologists. There are no fewer than three Trotskyite candidates. But the best performance by an outsider is that of the extreme right candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen. The leader of the National Front is at 13% or 14% against 18% each for Jospin and Chirac. Le Pen has only a slim chance of making it into the second round, but the law and order theme has helped him since he's blamed immigrants for crime for years. People are realizing that what I've been saying for 20 years about immigration and crime is coming true, says Le Pen, and so people are realizing I am not the extremist I was made out to be. While Chirac and Jospin are expected to be the second-round candidates, the first round will have served its purpose for the smaller parties. It allows them to show how popular they are. Then they can bargain with the socialists and Gaullists for joint candidacies in legislative elections in June and ministers' posts in the new government. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.